The Burt Show.
Man, I'm having a hard time thinking and talking today. Pride yesterday. Whoosh. Ain't as young as I used to be, people.
No, none of us are.
Really hazy today.
Is that why you're retiring?
Yes, just to sleep. That's all. That's all I want to do is sleep. So we have an interesting history with Regis Philbin on this show. So the Burt Show's wrapping it up on October 24th. So we have been looking at different highlights from the Burt Show over the last 25 years. And a lot of you guys still don't know because you hit me up over the weekend that the podcast is still going on. In fact, there'll be new old content. So if you're like, what am I going to listen to? We got 25 years of history of the Burt Show for you guys to listen to.
Yeah, starting October 27th, we'll be releasing like highlights of the best of the Burt Show for the past quarter century on the podcast feed. If you listen in the app is going away. So go subscribe on Apple or Spotify. And then we'll also be launching a special fan community with our bonus content and like the full catalog, everything we can offer.
All right. Stress that again. The app is going away. The app is going away. And I got some people freaking out like, what do you mean the app is going away? Where do I go now? Well, to wherever you get podcasts.
Yeah, Apple and Spotify. Those are the ones I check out first.
Right. So with Regis Philbin here. So Tommy, this clip is me sort of giving a recap to other members on the staff of the relationship with Regis Philbin?
Well, that's kind of done in the beginning through a piece of production that kind of relives some of the moments of like him talking about you on the show. But then he's calling in because he had written a book and he was coming to town for book festival, the Jewish book festival that happens every year. It's about to happen again coming up. And so he came in. Jen Hobby, who was a co-host at the time, she was hosting it. And he was coming in, and he had just announced his retirement. So he was in his last year of retirement. And we talk about different things. Like, you had sent him a Dean Martin stand-up that he kept right there in his office.
Yeah, we had him on the show one time, and he was saying that he was a real admirer, really loved Dean Martin. So right after the show, he sent him this cardboard cutout, and he was so touched by it, he put it up in his office. So anytime you saw a picture of his office, it was there, and he talked about it.
And in this interview, he said he was going to take it home, and it would be at home with him.
There was another time where his voice was really hoarse, and he asked me on the air what he should take for it, and I told him, and he gave me a plug on his show for that also.
Wow.
Yeah. That's mentioned right here.
Is it?
At the beginning.
All right, Regis Philbin on the Burt Show.
I have to tell you this because it's going to happen, and the station needs to know, and Gilman needs to know, and we all need to know. But this will be my last year on this show.
Just early this morning, this guy Bert Weiss, who does a show in Atlanta on the radio, you know, he's a big kid at Atlanta radio, he sent this to me. He's going to stand right here
and be part of our show.
So I talked to this guy, this radio host, Bert Weiss, in Atlanta today.
Yes.
And he tells me that he uses Throat Coat.
We'll also meet our final woman of radio, Jen Hobby from The Bert Show down there in Atlanta.
We've got history with one Regis Philbin.
I would assume so.
BFFs with RP.
Good morning, Regis.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing down there?
Good. How are you today, sir?
How's my Jen doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I cannot wait to see you in a few weeks.
You know, Jen, if you had stayed here, maybe I might have hung on for a couple of more years.
Aren't you sweet?
So what am I going to do?
Is there any chance that Jen could be your replacement on the show?
Oh, sure.
Anytime.
Yeah, well, no, but Kelly has said that she is not going to limit this to men only. You know, there's plenty of time for Jen to get up here and sit down with Kelly and make it work.
I'd rather work with you, Regis.
Well, I appreciate that, Jen. How are things in Atlanta?
Things are great. Things are going well here, yeah. We can't wait to have you down to talk about the new book coming out. I'm excited to read this.
One of the first things I do after I sign off on November 18th is to be down there in Atlanta on the 20th for your Sunday book festival.
She's going to grill you with interview questions. I mean, she's going to make you cry. She's going to make you laugh.
Oh, my God. I know she's tough, this Jen.
Jen's
hobby is all over the place.
Regis, I do want to hear more about the book, How I Got This Way. When did you decide to start writing it?
Well, you know, I started writing it about a year ago, maybe a little more than a year ago, but it was just about people that I've met along my road, you know, over the years and meant something to me, and as a matter of fact, meant a great deal to me. And then all of a sudden, someone said, well, you know, you almost have a book here. So I thought about it, and I said, well, maybe you're right. So that's how it basically started, just writing little essays about people I had known over the years.
Hey, Regis, we know you're on very limited time today because you got to get onto that little TV show of yours.
Yeah.
But before you do, I kind of feel the need that Jeff here needs to cleanse his Regis karma because he and his parents, as you know, were in the studio audience last week and a terrible injustice was done.
What was that?
I'm asking for forgiveness on behalf of my parents because when they entered the studio and they received their numbers for the trivia contest,
yeah,
you know, when somebody and then with a person, the at-home member, the viewer participates, and then they get to pick a number. What is it, between 1 and 200-ish?
Something like that,
and
yeah.
They get a number. My parents had their number in their hand, and when one of the production assistants on set or whatever came around and asked if anybody did not get a number, Jim and Donna raised their hand and took a second trivia number.
Oh, no!
Did they win?
They didn't win, but I felt that it was something that I should...
Sounds like you want to get a third and fourth. Yeah.
He felt terrible that they tried to cheat you after watching you for so many years.
Oh, no, don't be silly. People do that all the time.
They're not so clever after all, are they?
Listen, who is... now, let's see. You know, you've got the biggest staff in the history of radio.
Yes.
Don't and tell Bert, anyone.
Yes,
who,
sir.
Am I talking to you, Bert?
Yeah, I'm here.
So you're the one who gave me this Dean Martin cutout.
Yeah, it sounds like you're playing some Dean in the background now, too, yeah?
I listen to Dean every morning. Every morning to make me feel good. I'm looking at Dean right now.
On your last day when you retire, are you going to be taking Dean with you, or is it going to stay there?
No, Dean comes home with me.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But you know, it's been a wonderful little gift, not a big gift. And when people come in here, I pull Dean out, and Dean poses with all of them. Yeah, no, it's great. It's a great idea. I can't thank you enough, Bert.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Have you allowed yourself to actually think of that very last day yet and what your last words are going to be or try to have the emotions wash over you now of what it's going to feel like on that last day?
Well, I don't know. No, I haven't thought about it too much. I tell you, I've been so busy. For example, today I've got the show to do, and then I'm going over to do a commercial for TD Bank with Kelly, and then I've got to go down to the Plaza Hotel and receive a landmark of New York award.
Wow, cool.
And, they let me know last night that they are thinking they would like to have a poem or a song or something performed for them when you receive the award, and I just don't have the time. You know what I mean? I may bring Dean's picture along and let them look at that. But so it's been so busy around here, what I'm trying to say is that I really haven't thought about the last day and what I'm going to say and all that.
And how does Kelly feel about everything? Is she so sad?
Kelly gets happier every day.
Oh, she does.
She does.
What does that tell you? Oh, she's a bundle of dynamite. It's going to be her queendom.
She's going to bawl, and you're probably going to bawl that morning also, don't you think?
Don't be silly.
Cry. Cry like a little baby.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
As soon as the montage is.
Dean and I never cry.
Don't you know, Bart, there's no crying on television.
Well, listen, guys, thanks very, very much.
Thank you. All right, we'll be watching you, Regis.
Thanks,
thank you
guys.
For being
thanks
so nice to us all these years.
All righty. Bye-bye.
The Bert Show.